Calgary Show Services presents the Event Planning Podcast, featuring interviews with industry professionals to help you produce your next event.
I am here today with Jen Egroff Del Conte, who's an event producer and marketing strategist with Catalystica. She's a graduate from the University of Saskatchewan and has a degree in commerce and has produced events ranging from small fundraisers to multi-day conferences. How's it going?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me, Chris.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. I really do appreciate your time. So I guess we'll just delve right into it. I was wondering, how did you get into the event industry?
Well, it was a little bit of an accident. I do have a marketing background. So I was a marketing manager for several tech startups, different companies, always given creative realm with the marketing budget and marketing strategy. And I just realized that my passion always went to events. So whether it was doing a lunch and learn seminar or, you know, pulling people together to do a conference, that's just where my passion's always been. So I started Catalystica in August of 2015 after producing Traction Conference, which was a huge tech conference based in Vancouver, featuring Ryan Holmes from Hootsuite and Linda from Lynda.com. So it was lots of fun, and I realized the highs and lows of event planning and just wanted to continue to focus on doing that for others and not just once a year with one conference, but for many others. So.
And how has the marketing background informed your event production?
I like to say that we are marketers before we're event planners. So it's always having a client's brand in mind, always having what the end goal is, and then creating an event or a unique experience that all fits within that brand. So I'm not passionate about picking linens or different types of food. I'm more passionate about figuring out how we can actually get a company's stakeholders or VIPs or customers all in the same room and connecting with their brand in a really unique way.
What kind of advice could you give to somebody who's planning their first event? Like, what are some of the things that you were surprised about when you first started getting into it?
Yeah, I think a really good first step for someone getting into event planning is to sit down and focus on the goals of the event. So not just how many people do you want in the room, but what is the overall goal that you're trying to achieve or experience or feeling or outcomes? Event planning can be all-consuming, very time-consuming, very expensive. So you really have to focus on what those end goals will be at the end of the event. I typically create an event brief or a one-pager to try to keep things focused. So I think simpler is better, especially for your first event. Try to get all of those smaller pieces right. And then once you have that in place, then you can add some of the more challenging, unique details from there.
And when people come to you, do they have a budget in mind, or are they sometimes just saying, well, you know, figure it out and we just want it to be as inexpensive as possible?
Yeah, we've had everything. We'd have everything from, well, will you create the event budget for me, which we've done, and then they've realized, oh, wow, putting on an event and feeding 100 people is a lot more expensive than I originally thought. Maybe we can't do an event anymore. Maybe we should do a webinar. So being a marketer, I've at least produced webinars. I've produced other types of events so I can help them be the most cost effective with what they want to achieve. But yeah, it can be overwhelming, I think, for people just starting out.
And especially if it is a fundraiser, often I find that people don't really see the value in spending some money on certain things. Like, they're trying to raise money, so they're really trying to cut costs here and there kind of thing. But it could be a detriment to the overall success of the event if the person that is partaking in the event isn't having as good of an experience, or if the money's kind of put in the wrong place, then they just won't raise the funds.
Yeah.
There won't be the return out of it.
Yeah, we actually work really closely with Crystal Phillips from Branch Out Neurological Foundation. And so last year she hired myself and my team for the first time to produce their snowshoe tour. And it was solely for the fact that she could focus on fundraising efforts, sponsorship, PR, and being the face of Branch Out, all the while I was coordinating porta potties and catering and making sure all those little details were in place so that she just didn't have to worry about it. And it was actually a lot more cost effective for her time, for her volunteers' time, and the board and the fundraisers were really happy with the end result as well. So it can pay off.
What are some of the ways that you find are most effective to market an event?
Yeah. So my team and I leverage social media for a lot of our efforts. We pick a hashtag, we create a whole comprehensive strategy that includes a blend of blog posts. So anytime you can interview a keynote speaker or a VIP or give people a taste of what they can expect coming from the event, that's very effective. We also use email marketing, which we find email still seems to be the biggest ticket converter. So, you know, with a timely monthly email, perhaps leading up to a conference that's 8 months away, that's when we see most of our ticket sales. And we just have one call to action or one button in those emails. We also still blend offline efforts or paper in a very digital world, which I know seems a bit backwards, but people still love the concept of having a poster or a postcard or some kind of takeaway that's going to sit on their desk. So whether they buy their ticket from it or, you know, maybe they hand it over to their boss or a colleague, we still find that you need some kind of paper form that stays with people too.
With the hashtags, how do you encourage people to actually use them? Like, what is the benefit for the person attending to be using the hashtag?
Yeah, hashtags are a great way for attendees to follow a conversation online. So a lot of attendees will live tweet what a keynote speaker is saying. So by using a hashtag, people who are in the audience can kind of follow along and take notes that way, or even people who are outside of the conference or an event who aren't sitting in that room, they get to leverage those as well. In terms of getting people to use them, it can be a bit tricky, but we basically post the hashtag everywhere and anywhere. So we put it all over the conference program, all over the slides, behind the speakers, even on the tables where they're getting some of their appetizers. So using hashtag is a great way to have that conversation, but then it's also something measurable that we can track to say, this is how many impressions we got, this is how many people were talking about the event, and this is the type of reach that you can continue to see for future events too.
So is the data analysis something that you are speaking to your client about when they approach Catalystica as part of your service, that after the event, you're going to follow through with how successful it actually is and whatnot?
Yep. So as part of our process, we provide an impact report. So we prepare the attendee feedback survey and we capture some testimonials, some areas that maybe we could improve next event. And then we also have a whole section that we show the impact of our social media campaigns and our marketing efforts. So one of those metrics is the hashtag. So for example, with Startup Calgary Launch Party, we achieved 1.7 million impressions, which is pretty amazing. And that's only in a 3 month time span. So we've got some tricks up our sleeve to get people talking about that too. Yep.
How do you keep organized?
People joke that I'm one of the most organized people they know, but I don't know. I have a lot of color coding spreadsheets and color coded calendars. But no, in all seriousness, so with a marketing plan, we basically look at a whole calendar and we coordinate everything from when does that email blast go out to when does the press release go out. And we create content for social media before on probably a monthly basis leading up to it. So yeah, it's a lot of calendar reminders, project planning, delegating tasks so that everyone's on the same page and we can all hit our deadlines. But yeah, being organized is super key.
Is there any specific software that you utilize or something?
Yeah, I've always looked for the perfect event planning tool, but I still always come back to spreadsheets. So my team and I use Google Drive so that we can always be accessing the same document as our clients, staying on track, keeping on top of things. But internally, my team actually uses Asana. So it's just a very basic project management tool, but it's all color-coded. We have our tasks. We can actually enable little celebrations. So when we complete 5 or 6 tasks, a little unicorn goes flying across our screen.
Nice. Which
just motivates us to keep going. So.
And that's the beauty of Google Drive. You can actually see the revision history as well.
Yeah.
So if there is any kind of conflict, you can see where it happened.
Yeah, and multiple people can have it open at the same time. So sometimes we struggle with that with Dropbox, different versions, different histories. Mm-hmm. So.
One thing I find in events is just that email stream, like the never ending question and answer, and then also like CCing, and it just seems like a real beast, an email beast. How do you contain an event within your email, because you're dealing with multiple clients at the same time, I imagine. So
yeah.
do you separate the emails in a certain way or?
Yeah, it's labeling. Everything's labeled and gets filtered. But yeah, I always get bogged down with email. It's just one thing that that's still a primary method of communication. You know, even if it is easier to make a decision by picking up a phone, you always have to have a written trail of what that decision was. So what my team and I have done is we've prepared speaker kits or sponsor kits. So it's literally all the information that we would typically send in a back and forth email exchange. It's all in one document that we can send a speaker in advance or a vendor such as yourself. So we try to create those documents, which it does take a bit of time, but it'll save on all the back and forth. And so if someone has a question, you can tell them to refer to the
package. It mitigates a whole bunch of questions that you would have had after the fact. And I guess that would be the benefit of hiring someone like yourself as opposed to trying to plan everything on your own. It's because you have these processes that already exist within your framework that they wouldn't have access to, which could eventually incur them more time.
Yeah, more headaches.
More headaches.
I mean, that being said, every event is so different. So we always have to adapt how we are creating those packages and processes. Yeah, there isn't just a one template fits all solution, but I'm working on it. I'm trying to make it more efficient for everyone.
What was your most positive, memorable event experience and why?
So my most memorable event was planning Accelerate AB last year in Edmonton. For those who don't know, Accelerate AB is Alberta's annual technology conference. So it's where all the tech startups, entrepreneurs, investors, they all gather at this one event, which rotates between Calgary and Edmonton every year. So the reason that this one is memorable is for two reasons. So one, when I was living in Saskatoon and I was planning on moving to Calgary, I was perusing the tech scene in Alberta, trying to figure out how I could connect with people in Calgary and get myself a job here in the tech industry. And so I attended Accelerate Alberta back in 2012 in Edmonton. And that's where I was able to connect with several of the people that I still have a good relationship with today. One of those was Katie McLean, who is now the lead of Google Canada here in Western Canada. So it's just amazing the connections that I was able to make even that long ago. So fast forward to last year, being given the opportunity to put a proposal together and prepare Accelerate Alberta, it just seemed like it was my destiny and that it was all coming full circle. So the event itself was great. We had a bit of a tighter timeline planning it. We only had about 3 months to secure full content, get people in the room. So most conferences take about 8 months to plan. So that's just putting that out there. So Cynthia and I from the A100, as well as a few other people, we rolled up our sleeves and we had a very successful event. There were a few minor technical issues, but that's always something I'm willing to improve for next time. So
what about an event that you didn't plan, but you attended?
Well, one of my favorite events to attend, it's actually a monthly meetup, and I've honestly been so busy. I haven't actually been in a couple months, but it's called Capital Ideas. So it's a monthly meetup put on by Kim Smith from the Calgary Herald, and they do a great job of featuring three different entrepreneurs and focusing on a topic. So they've focused on different topics like getting started, what do you need in your toolbox? And it's more of just an open panel Q&A. And the audience that attends are all fellow business owners, entrepreneurs, consultants, and I just find it really inspiring. So it's just a lunch hour event down at the Glenbow. It's typically the second last or the last Thursday of the month. And it's something I love going to that event.
It's all about the content for you.
Yeah.
Content and meeting the other people involved.
Yeah, and connecting with fellow business owners. And even if I can't attend the event, I always follow their hashtag and I can usually pick up some good nuggets that way too.
And where do you see Catalystica going?
Yeah, so my goal is to expand Catalystica so that it's always maybe up to 5 to 6 people always working on intimate events that are catalysts. So events that trigger change. So whether that's inspiring people, connecting people, educating them, I really love those passion projects and that's what keeps my team and I going. I always want to keep it boutique. So we're small, we're really hands-on with our clients. We get to know our clients so well that typically after an event, they ask us to continue doing their social media or to continue putting together their monthly newsletters, which is really inspiring. So that's where I see Catalystica going. You know, who knows, maybe in the next 5 years, we'll have an office in Vancouver as well. But I love staying focused on Western Canada.
So if people are looking to get a hold of you or to learn more about Catalystica, where can they find you?
They can email me directly at Jen, J-E-N-N, at catalystica.ca, or they can check out our website, which is catalystica.ca.
Thank you so much for meeting me today. I really appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Thank you for listening. This podcast was produced by Andrew Spencer and Chris Benoit. Please join us in 1 month for the next event planning podcast. You can also visit us online at calgaryshowservices.com to join our monthly newsletter for inventory updates and event insights.